My zeal not to waste my life is as alive today as it's ever been, perhaps more so because it feels so short before I stand before the judge, King Jesus, and give an account of my life. What a tragedy in America. This is one of the biggest tragedies in our culture, that billions of dollars are invested every year to get people my age to waste the rest of our lives. Billions of dollars invested to persuade us and lure us at any cost, it seems, to waste the rest of our lives. It's called retirement. And in sum, it goes like this. You've worked for it. Now enjoy it. 20 years, perhaps, of play, leisure, ease, while the world, uncared for medically, uneducated, filthy water, poverty-stricken, unevangelized, sinks under the weight of healthy 65-year-old people playing bridge and shuffleboard and collecting shells and fishing and golfing their way into the presence of King Jesus. And you know what? You're going to join them unless, at this stage in your life, you make some very radical decisions, very radical commitments, very radical choices about where your treasure is. Do not assume you won't be sucked in, because every stage of your life in this Disneyland called America, there are powerful forces angling to get you to waste your lives. It will take a massive work of grace to rescue you from the clutches of this culture. For many of you are totally enslaved. And I pray on the way to being set free. So now the question is, what is the unwasted life? First, you have life in order that you might display the supreme value of Jesus. The way you display the supreme value of Jesus is by treasuring Him, being satisfied in Him above all other things in life. And thirdly, that treasuring and display becomes most vivid by how much you are willing to risk or sacrifice if He calls in order to have more of Him. Magnifying Christ by being satisfied in Him in pain and calamity and suffering and insults and weakness was the passion of Paul's life. His passion was not the American dream of escaping insult, calamity, pain, suffering. His passion was any life and any death that enables me to know you better, see you more, and magnify your greatness more. Bring it on, Jesus. All I want in my life and death is to enjoy you more and make your worth more vivid for the world to see. So, I ask you tonight, are you going to throw away your life? Are you going to buy into the American dream, minimize suffering, maximize comfort, maximize ease, maximize security, build bigger barns, work for the bread that perishes, lay up treasures on earth, covet the praise of man, and be happy for 80 years and perish? Is that the way you're going to waste your life? Or are you going to see Christ crucified and risen and reigning and bearing your sins as the infinite treasure in your life that He really is? And then make life choices that display to the world His value.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.